Hi there. The word for you today is on how to graduate with highest honors. Philippians 3:14, Paul writes, I press on to receive the heavenly prize. How do you graduate with highest honors? By living a focused life. Great achievers stay focused on their goal. They're so single-minded that they're often considered fanatics. They filter out the extraneous and hone in on their target like a laser, while others around them live lives cluttered with much talked about projects that just never get off the ground. Paul's calling was his life's obsession. He writes, I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God is calling me. It so preoccupied Paul that all other interests paled into insignificance. He permitted nothing and no one to sidetrack him from winning. He writes to Timothy, 1 Timothy 6 and 12, fight the good fight of faith. He knew it wasn't enough just to be strong in faith. That's important, but you've also got to be strong in fight. Sometimes fear or criticism or past failure will try to dictate your direction and you'll drift, if you're not careful, aimlessly through your days. The future encroaches on you looking more like the past. You quote oil the wheels that squeak the loudest, hoping for life to favor you somehow, but you know what? It doesn't work. Graduation with highest honors takes these five things. Number one, focus. And focus doesn't just happen. You got to direct it. Number two, single focus. Paul writes, I focus on this one thing. Number three, forgetting past failures. Number four, intense anticipation of future success. Paul writes, looking forward to what lies ahead. And number five, a full court press. I press on to reach the end of the race. So, take these steps, and you too will graduate with highest honors.